Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for him. And Lord, thank you, God, that we know that you will do it. You will do it. Lord, you said so sweetly, whatsoever ye ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, in that name all power has been given. Lord, I will do it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that your promises are yea and amen. And Lord, in Jesus' name today, cause us to draw nigh in full assurance of faith, believing you, Lord God. Believing you for everything in our life, Lord God. As you said, Lord, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Lord, thank you for that. And Lord, thank you for this most holy faith. God, let that not be a mystery. Lord, that means just set apart to you, God. That's yea, the deep things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And by your Spirit, Lord, help us to go on. Lord, help us not to withdraw. Help us not to pull back. But God, to go on fully. Lord, to run into that giant, Lord Jesus. To go past the halfway house, God. We're almost home, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to fight that good fight of faith, believing you till you come. May we enjoy and rejoice and praise you for the mercy of the Lord till we see you. Jesus, thank you again for you, and you do it all. You are the supplier of it all. We are your workmanship, Lord God. Help us to just settle down and rest. Praise God. I am the Lord thy God. Believe me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open up your Bibles, we'll begin in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And thanking God again for his precious word that he has ministered to us through his vessels. Over all of these centuries, we praise his name. Now, in chapter 30 and verse 20, let's go back to 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Thank you, Lord. And aren't you thankful by the grace of God you love Jesus? I'm so thankful that I love Jesus. I love him because he first loved me. And I'm thankful, praise God, that I love you. Because thank the Lord that through all these years, over and over and over and over in this place, all by grace, you have heard that message. You have heard the message of the great love of God. The love wherewith ye are loved. The love that passes all understanding. But the love, he said, that you would know. Praise God. That we would know that love. And why? Why do we know this love? Because by his grace, we have ventured into the depth of his heart. In the depth of his heart, I believe with most everybody here, is right there on your lap. The word of God. The depth of his heart. Hallelujah. And specifically in that depth given to us, Paul's gospel. That hidden mystery that now has been revealed to us, written again by the prophets, wanted to be looked into by the angels and sons of men, but yet it was not for them, but yet for us. And I thank the Lord that this wonderful revelation of Jesus Christ and his bride, hallelujah, has been freely, so magnificently poured forth to us. Now, I've had some, And it isn't something that's uncommon. Brother, why do you always preach love? Well, let me give you a few reasons. Mentioned one already. How about Jesus Christ encouraged Brother Paul that you would know the love of Christ? How about Brother Paul, whom the Lord said and encouraged Paul to say, follow me as I follow Christ? He commended those wonderful saints for their faith, their encouragement, and yes, in the truth, and continue to go into it. But he said, but that your love would increase more and more for one another. And then how about, as we mentioned early on today as the service started, he warned Ephesus specifically, you've done many things well, so much gain, but yet I have one thing against you. You have left the first love. Listen to that. The importance of that love to an assembly, a heart, let's put it that way, that knows the Lord, that loves the Lord, that by the grace of God, things have worked in that life and been powerful and evident. A life that has dwelled in Scripture, a life that, praise the Lord, has had that fellowship. But yet, the Lord makes it very well known. It cannot be denied. But I have one thing against you. And notice, that's you. You've made that decision. You have been the one. You've left the first love. And then how about, as our precious Lord says in Romans 13:10, the fulfillment of the law is we love one another. Well, brothers and sisters, does that answer just a little bit why we preach and stand, withstand and having done all to stand in the love of Christ? That by the grace of God, you preach truth in love. That should be our manner of life. That should be every utterance by the grace of God, that we would be a group, a people of truth in love and nothing else. And that's so sweet to me, to hear what the Lord is saying to our precious brother Moses. The same thing. The pattern's never changed. Somehow, some way, we get in our minds that somehow this message has changed. It hasn't changed. It's just the revelation of it has gotten more magnificent. That all those things that were hidden was still the same truth. The same bridal message was over and over and layer upon layer throughout the Old Testament. But now is the time. Now, praise God, I have sent the one. I have to go to heaven, Jesus said. I have to ascend to the Father so that I can send him to you. Yes, the Holy Ghost, to take the things of mine and show them unto you. See, they're always his. He's never changed. It's always been there. And that's exactly what he's telling Moses at this moment. Praise God, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God. You want life? You want abundant life? It's never changed. It begins with the love of God. It's always been that way. And why? Because God is love. God is love. And that's what God is about love. And that's what God is after. He's after love. That's what he's looking for. That is what he wants and desires for each and every child of God, to grow up fully in the love of Christ, to mature. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? When you accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, it's because you knew you loved him. That's how it all started for each and every one of the children of God. For God so loved the world was real to you. You took that. You said, Lord, I believe that you gave your son. I believe he is my Savior, not because of anything I've done, but because he loves me. The plan of God is love. And praise God, I wasn't born again for nothing. I was born again for something. I was born of God. You're born of God. You're born a son. A son. A son. Oh my goodness, a son. If I could tell you how I love my sons, I couldn't. I wouldn't even begin to express it. But how much your father loves you. Oh, I ache. I groan now because of the immensity of the Father's love for me. I'm getting it. And I'm growing for the manifestation of that day. The manifestation of the sons of God. When he will make known to all. He'll make known to all. Don't get caught up into this life. Oh, it's sensational. It's fantastic. All of this smoke and whatever it is. It's a waste. It's a waste. It's all for corruptible crown after corruptible crown. You are the aristocracy of forever. I am the Lord thy God. Everything, your healer, your redeemer, your lover. He's everything to you. Praise God. And he's going to make it known. There isn't anything he says that does not come to pass. It will be. Oh, hallelujah. This wondrous plan of love. Now, turn on over to chapter 7 of Deuteronomy in verse 9. That's 7:9. Know therefore, see, know this, that the Lord thy God, isn't that wonderful? He's your God. He's not a God, he's your God. He is God, not a God, he is God. And he's the faithful God. He's going to have to constrain me right now. I'll be running around here in a minute. And then, Lord willing, flying out of here soon. But he's the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy. He keeps the promises and he keeps mercy. With who? With them that love him. Why do we make it so hard? Why do we listen to the enemy's voice that just wants to say, oh, Lord, your God don't want to have anything to do with you. Look what you did. Look what you've done. Look where you've been. He loves you so. Listen to how he loves you. Listen to what he's always said. He's never changed that message. He has never changed. He's pleading with Israel at this time. He's encouraging them. Honeys, I just love you. Don't you get it? It's love. And he said, the faithful God which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and praise God and keep his commandments, keep his word. See, and think about in the Old Testament, how could we not have that wonderful revelation of King David, that little shepherd boy, that boy that knew nothing about ruling and reigning, but God. But God. Nobody thought of him. I know his daddy loved him, don't get me wrong, but his daddy had no idea what God had intended for him. And I think of that for my life in a lot of ways. I don't think my daddy ever really intended what God had for my life. I remember one time when my dad was so sick. I've never mentioned this. But the Lord had me to give a message one time. And I walked out, and he'd walk back and forth in that little chapel over there. And I walked over there, and I always remember sometimes I knew the enemy was fighting me a little bit too. I honored my dad, and I loved my dad so much. He's such a fine man. But I always wondered how he felt about his son falling in love with Jesus. I knew my dad loved the Lord, but I didn't ever see him really go in that passion and passion and passion of the Lord. But I remember when I walked over, and he walked out that little swinging door, and we just bumped right into each other. He said, the Lord has blessed you. He said, he's given you something. And then he just walked on by. That was this life, this sweet little David. His daddy didn't see it until the word of the Lord came and anointed that son's life. And I've called you to be king. Do you have that in your heart? Does it just wrench it right now? That same love message to you that he said to you, oh, no, everybody's overlooked you. Maybe even your own family, whatever it's been. I've called you to reign with me. Oh, I've called you to rule with me. And you know how we know that was evident in David? Because you read them Psalms. Nowhere in the Old Testament do you find the word love that you do in those wonderful Psalms that were given in the heart of that bloody man. Brothers, listen to that. This was a man's man. This wasn't a wimpy man. This was a man's man. This was a bloody man. This was a man that the men knew. We're going out to battle. David, would you please get back a little bit and quit being in the front every time? Remember when he was older and he was going out with them? Oh, King, you can't do this time. We appreciate your heart, but you have to stay back. But that was the passion in him. That was the man. But I want you to understand it was because of the heart of God in this man. He was a lover of God. His heart panted after God. That's God's man. That's the man of strength. That's the man that is valiant. That's the man that is the fighter. Is the man that, praise God, is the lover of God. Now I thank him for this. The word always dear and always present with those that love him. Those that will fall. Those that will fail. But the love of God sustains them. See, think about a child, even a child. They know this. A child that knows that they are loved is confident. A child that knows that they are loved will succeed. Doesn't matter what befalls them. And I've seen it over and over in this precious meeting. And I'm seeing a sweet family over there. Ones that had told, oh, they were born maybe with this difficulty or with this insufficiency. But God and that love in that home and that support in that home and the faithfulness of God in his scriptures and watching that life just soar. And I want you to know that's all of us here. That's every one of us here. It's the love of God that empowers us. That when we fail, when we falter, not only does the love of God sustain, but it causes us to overcome the failure, overcome unfaithfulness, and rise up. And rise up. Rise up over guilt. Rise up over shame. That's all man wants to dwell in. You know it. It's evident even right now. All they want to dwell in is what somebody said. It's all the enemy wants. And all God wants you to dwell in is what he said. And he said, as far as the east is from the west. He said, in the sea of forgetfulness. He said, now you forget those things which are behind. You throw them out. And if you've got familiar friends that want to dwell there, you leave them behind and you go on. Now, love is what causes us to fight. That's right. Religious don't fight. They don't. No. Self-righteous ones, they don't fight. No. They're just throwing roses at themselves. They just sit there in the mirror and look at themselves and think of what a great guy I am. That's not a fight. That's a defeat. That's not a victory. That's a failure. The love of God causes you to fight. And the love of God causes you to fight against temptation. The love of God causes you to fight against the lust of the flesh. Isn't that wonderful? Can you hear the groaning in Brother Paul's heart? Oh, the good that I would, I do not, and the evil that I would not, that I do. But the Lord took him right over to chapter 8. Oh, by my spirit, son. By my love. That's the spirit. The spirit is love. The one who takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. That's the changer of it all, is love. And you know it. You can quote scripture till you're blue in the face. But until it's truth in love, it will not work powerfully. It won't work effectually. Because love, that's how faith works. Faith works by love. Faith worketh by love. The love of God. That he loves you, that he loves your brethren. That's how you love your brethren. You understand? It's love. It's that faith that worketh by love. You might be discouraged. You might be disappointed. Somebody may have offended you. But where is your faith? Where is the working of your faith? It's because the love's lacking. And you'll believe. Love is what causes all those feelings of the flesh that can overwhelm us and overtake us to be defeated. Love causes us to fight against that. The love of God causes us to go on and not quit. The love of God causes you not to be discouraged and say, I'm done. We already spoke of David. I appreciate that king. That was a horrible, horrible failure. It was awful. It discouraged, I'm sure, a kingdom. Those that were close to him. His dad, his brothers. How it would hurt. How those that were vile, the familiar friends would parade around and say, see. In the Psalms it said, they said, aha, aha. They just waited for him to fail. They waited for him to, you're going to trip up. Oh, you're happy in the Lord, but we're just waiting. We're going to see what your kids do. We're going to see what you do. We're going to watch. Aha, aha, aha. And yet that sweet man, he took the grace and mercy of the Lord. And he was one that said, oh, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'll praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And that testimony, praise God, it preaches to us. It testifies to us. It encourages us. It takes the life of this man every single day and turns what could have been defeat into a joy unspeakable and full of glory every single moment of the day. And it's true. I'd tell you more, but it would defeat you. I'd just have to have you saying, thanks be to God for the faithfulness of God. Now, love is what even causes me to be your pastor. Did you know that? That's it. There's no duty here. Nope. I do not do this out of duty. I do not do this out of sacrifice. By the grace of God, it's just his love. I love him. And in loving him, I'll tell you, I can't even tell you how much I love you. And I care for you, and I care for your soul. By the grace of God, to win him and nothing less. To feast upon strong meat by the grace of God. Not out of, oh, we're just such valiant soldiers. No. We're so blessed. We're so graced. We're so needy, but we're so beautiful to him. As sister said, all of those things, oh, I know that lies within me is no good thing, but God. But God, I'm his treasure. But God, hallelujah, I'm his praise and rejoicing. Christ in me is the hope of glory. The hope of glory. He put all of that abounding hope of glory in me. Oh, my. Oh, my. Come on. Let it click. Something got to go off someday. Amen? Yes, it is too good to be true. It is so beyond any imagination, exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. But this is what we got. And through the foolishness of this preaching, praise God, it's real. It's all powerful because of the demonstration, hallelujah, of His Spirit. And His Spirit in the vessels to the praise and the glory of His grace. Now, I thank God for this. That honestly, when it's love, and you know this, it's pure joy. When love is the motivation of it all, whatever He calls us to do, praise God, it's a pleasure. Is it not? Think of the pleasure. Hallelujah. When you're in love, it's a pleasure. I've said it. It's a pleasure to do dishes. It's a pleasure to vacuum a floor. When you're in love and you believe the Lord, it's a pleasure to go out into a barren land and dig a ditch. And what a pleasure for Him. Hallelujah. Because He's promised to me, son, I'll fill it up. I'll fill it up. Amen? Come on. And I can testify of this, brothers and sisters, over and over, so many ways. I was thinking, you know, the Lord took me out of an amazing business world. And I thank God for that. And somehow, I've never looked back. Truly. I have to remember these things just to testify of them. And that is the truth. I thank God. Just in Jesus' way. But there isn't looking back. I'm so sorry for people that have regrets. Would you just believe God for your life right now and quit regretting? Thank God that He has you right here and right now. Remember, it's not about past. It's about now. It's about now. It's about, am I ready for the coming of the Lord right now? This is where He's at. Praise God. And see, that's just it. That's what He's saying here. Love is life. Love is life. You don't have life, there's no love. You want abundant life? Get abundant love. You look at our text in verse 20. You want to live? You want a life abundantly? You want to be alive? Love Him. If your living is invested into anything else and you think that that's giving you joy, it's robbing you. It's going to bring you to a place of very sad revelation that there will be leanness. The fullness that could have been there, you missed the love. That's why He tells Ephesus, I have one thing against you. You left your first love, honey. Don't leave it. Love me. Love me. You want to obey my voice? And I believe you wouldn't be here today if you didn't want to obey the word of God. Well, it ain't working. Love Him. I've testified about it many times. My mom raising us. It wasn't do's and don'ts. She said, just love Jesus. Love Him. And when I was defiant, that was the one thing I didn't want to hear. Because if she would have said, well, don't do that, I would have done it. Love Him. Love Him. See, praise God. And that's the proof of those that love Him. Those that truly love Him, they'll obey. They'll obey. That doesn't mean it's going to be, in a sense, naturally speaking, you're walking a perfect life. But it does mean that you'll be quickened in heart. It means that there'll be a wound. That when you do begin to take a step this way, instead of that straight and narrow way, that there's a hurt. There's an ache. There's a fellowship because of love. See, He didn't want me living in a cave with a robe, chanting and hitting my head and cutting myself or whatever they do. He wanted my faith challenged. He did. He wanted to have me to walk in this world, but yet not be part of it. Because I'm not of this place. Again, visiting, praise the Lord. But my citizenship's in heaven. But see, that is the proof, praise God. And when we get overwhelmed in that love, I'll tell you what, we really will obey the word of God when we're in love. And that love, that obedience, that prisoner of His love, praise God, even causes us to cleave unto Him. Cleaving unto Him. I know
I know there's a game today, I think. But pastor's going to get a penalty because we're going to hear the word of God. You with him? All right now. And no looking at those smartphones. Don't miss this. Genesis chapter 2. We're almost done. But he might not be. Verse 23, it said, "And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Did you catch that word in our opening? They cleave unto him. That you would cleave unto him. Same word, same meaning, same everything. See, God was all about that for Israel. He wanted Israel in that fashion. And like father, like son, Jesus Christ is all about that for his bride. He wants us to cleave unto him. Notice where it all began, didn't it? That you would love the Lord thy God. Amen. That we would obey, praise the Lord, the voice of the Lord. His voice, that precious voice that calls to us, the word. And what is the word? Truth and love. Who is Jesus Christ? Oh, he's full of grace and truth. It's love. And in that, praise God, in that power, it causes us to cleave unto him. And praise the Lord, as it goes on in our scripture, it says, and not just for a moment, not just sometimes, not just so we would leave the first love, but for a length of days, always, forever, not leaving the first love, but cleaving, so that we too may dwell in our promise. And what is our promise today? A readied wife for God. Not just a land to us. He said that you would go and dwell in that land, but for us, it's a possession for him, a city, New Jerusalem, the bride adorned. And I have to tell you, I'm so glad I'm in this meeting. I'm so glad I have been raised, praise God, under this precious, incredible message that continues to grow more magnificent in its revelation all the time. You won't find flowery sermons here. You're not. You're not going to find inspirational how-to checklists of how to apply my life. I would not want to dwell in man's foolishness. I would not want to even remotely get into the feeling walk of today's religion. By the grace of God, I want God's best. Amen. I want God's best. And God's best comes one way, and that's preaching the gospel. And it's precisely preaching Paul's gospel and nothing else. And reminding us always, by the grace of God, don't let these things slip. Don't let them slip. You need to hear it. I need to hear it all the time. See, I got to get out of being consumed with my day-to-day. My mind should be like Abraham, seeking that continuing city whose foundation, whose builder and maker is God. But you think about to us, it's not just seeking a city. It's seeking to be that city. What did he just say? Come on Wednesday night. But seeking to be that city, that bride adorned, that new Jerusalem descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Well, all I can say is praise God. I want what he wants. Amen. Amen. And by the grace of God, I pray all the time, Lord, help me to set my mind off of those rudiment things. To understand by the grace of God, thank you, Lord, the foundation's been laid. And he tells me, son, get on with more gold, silver, and precious stone. So I just say today, are you with him? You with him? Amen. Go in and get the best. Don't settle for anything less. Hallelujah. It's the love of God. It's the love of God.
Shalom davari kalatos. Ilan, ilan. Elon, love is strong as death. If A person would give all their substance for love, it would be utterly contemptible. Jealousy is cruel as the grave, but love strong as death. And by this shall all know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another in Jesus' name.
Oh, my beloved, walk in the light. Walk in the light of my love. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, are you perplexed? Lift up your heart to me and all of its contents. I am the way of escape. My grace will sustain you. I love you, and I'm coming soon.
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We just give you all the praise and glory and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you the love wherewith we are loved, and help us to respond to it today. God, help us to be encouraged to spend a little time. As you said to those disciples, could you not tarry just a little while longer? We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.